Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That can only mean one thing. Mr. Julius Page, former Pitt basketball star, is on the line. At least I hope he is. Julius, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. There's no Ron today. Are you sad about that?
Nope, because he wouldn't be sad if I wasn't showing up.
That's actually a great answer. I like that answer. My daughter is 11. She's about to be a teenager. You have a teenage daughter. What's it like? What am I in for?
Oh, man. let's just say, you already more a lot like you're more patient than I am. That's something that I definitely have to still get better at, is being patient, because ladies and young ladies is just it's different than having a boys. I had two boys first, and it's a lot different. Let's just put it that way.
Man, I don't know that I'm that patient. I have a low frustration threshold, and sometimes I don't know. Was I supposed to raise her differently? The talking back thing. Sometimes I don't know where to go with that. So I think I have it.
That's gonna get worse.
Well, did we do it wrong then? Did we do it wrong when they were young?
Well, no, mine didn't talk back at all when she was young. She was actually a square. Just, you know, did everything you told her to do. But now that she's getting older, you know, she's definitely letting you know how she feels about everything. Sure.
I know. I'm dreading this, to be honest with you. I don't know what I'm in for. I think I've done a decent job to this point.
Hey, Matt, what kind of kid were you? What kind of kid were you?
I was a jerk.
Oh, well, there you go. It's only right then.
That's what my sisters tell me, is that this is all karma coming back to me. Not that my daughter is one, but when she acts up and, you know, talks back and things like that, or when something may happen, which happened a couple of years ago in school where there's a little thing here and there, they all tell me that's karma coming back to haunt you.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I'm definitely getting my fair share. And at times I say that, like, you know, compared to, you know, to some of the things that I did, it's only right that I have to go through some of these things as a parent. So come on, man. There's no way to finesse your way out of this. You're going to get your turn.
I know. It's all happening here. I didn't even think I was going to be a dad. I didn't have my daughter till I was like 43 years old. I mean, I thought this might not happen. So believe me, I'm very, very thankful that it did. But some days, man, I wonder what I'm in for.
Enjoy. That's the best. it's so crazy, because when you're young, it seems like everything takes forever. And then it felt like 30. The years just started to fly by. I feel like everybody's getting old, like, just so fast.
How did that happen? And how does, like, the weeks go by so fast? And the other thing that happens is when I hit 40, my body, it was like a car hitting 200,000 miles or even 100,000 miles. they design those warranties. They know exactly how long everything's going to last. And right when your warranty runs out is when everything starts to break down.
Come on.
Right?
He went straight to 200. It couldn't have been 100,000. You had to give it 200 already at 40? Come on.
How's your body doing? The last I saw you had like three different injuries.
You know, I was never flexible. Every trainer that I had told me that not being flexible will come back to haunt me. And that is, I can pull a muscle getting out of the bed. Other than that, I'm in good shape. But it's just the flexibility I have to work on.
Julius Page on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. We touched on it last week, our shooting competition. I want a rematch. Can we have a rematch indoors if we ever get back to playing basketball indoors again? Huh?
Absolutely. That'd be my pleasure. Because I don't like shooting outdoors anyway. Outdoors is for going straight to the basket. That's where you work on your handle and get to the rack. Indoors, you know, the conditions is much better.
All right, let's do that because it didn't go well for me. I had Rick Barry on the show earlier today.
Really?
Basketball Hall of Famer. Yeah, master of the underhanded free throw. He says that nobody has ever asked him to come in and work with their team on free throws, which is unbelievable to me. No pro, college, high school team has ever asked Rick Barry to come in and teach them the underhanded free throw.
Because it looks – but I'll tell you this. Whoever does it next is definitely going to be different and can probably position themselves for some marketing dollars.
That's what I'm thinking.
Doing it the old way.
Yes.
So,
what was uncool, what will become cool.
Absolutely. Oh, you shoot it. If it goes in, shoot it.
Did you ever consider doing it that way?
No. Not at all.
Because of the way it looks.
It's not something. Kind of, yeah. I would say because the way it looks. It looks old school. Like you just felt like that was like the way they shot in the 50s. Like when basketball was first invented, we learned how to shoot this way. So by the time I was young, it was like, you know, when you feel like you don't want to listen to anything an older person tell you anyway. So I was anti anything that resembled, you know, the old days. Hardhead.
Which basketball player in all of history do you think changed the culture of the game the most? Michael Jordan?
I would say yes, but Allen Iverson is really close.
Talk to me about that.
Allen Iverson definitely changed the game. AI is the reason, you know, tattoos become really popular in black neighborhoods, and I got my first tattoo at 16. Because of AI, the cars. I mean, AI definitely had a huge impact on just culture in general.
Man, was he a warrior, huh? For his size to play the way he did, is that why you loved him?
I mean, it's just the way that he played, his style. He definitely... He's a scorer. Who doesn't want to score a bunch of points? You know what I'm saying? And I think it was the fact that it's all that made it even better. But for some reason, I had a lot of players that I just liked more than Allen Iverson for some reason. I don't know why.
What was your first tattoo?
Heart, but my mother's name. I got it on, did I have to get on her birthday or something like that? Yeah, I had to, like, swindle it, make it, like, the appropriate tattoo. Like, Mom, take me to get a tattoo. It's going to be your name, by the way. So how do you say no to that?
That's a good sales job. How many do you have now?
Oh, man, I stopped counting.
Was there any trepidation at first with the needle that it might hurt?
A little bit, but I mean, yeah, it couldn't have been that bad. You could just get used to it. So, I mean, you get over it really fast, and after a while, it stops bothering you. It gets really addicting.
Do you let your kids get tattoos?
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one right here, just in case they can find this audio and use it against me. But I would be a hypocrite to say that I wouldn't want them to, being that I have a body full of them. I just want them to be a little more mindful with what comes with getting tattoos, something I wish I would have done years ago.
What do you mean? Do you have ones that you wish you didn't have?
No, I like all of my tattoos. It's just that I may have put some of them in different places. I feel like a lot of my exposed body has tattoos on them. And it's not that I don't like them. It's a long story, Jody. We're going to have this conversation another time. This one can easily be another 10 minutes. I know we don't have that much time.
I was thinking of getting a tattoo of Ron on my ankle. What would you think of that? His column mug.
Yeah, are you really be giving up some of the most flagrant comments just right out on the air? Another man you want to get tattooed on your body? You're hilarious.
What if it was Ron's column mug? Have you seen it? The little square shot of Ron with the beard? It would be unbelievable.
That would be hilarious. That definitely has to be the next bet. We have to use that one.
I don't like the needles. I'll just come right out and say that. I think I would get a tattoo.
It'd be what? Just as good airbrushed on there. That'd be hilarious.
I mean, aside from Ron, the whole idea of getting a tattoo, I don't like it. I don't like it not for any reason other than I'm afraid of needles. I think I actually would get one, like on my ankle or something. But I don't like the idea of needles.
You'll get over it. It really only bothers you for the first 5 minutes, and then you stop thinking about it.
Who's the greatest ball handler of all time?
Of all time?
Yes.
Come on. How do you throw this kind of question out of the blue? I don't know, but I will say I think the guy who had the best handle that I've played with is probably Kyle Krauser. In regards to his just change of pace. I mean, but then again, I mean, Levant, man, Pitt had a bunch of them. Everybody just dribbled different. It's a lot of different reasons, like one guy versus another. So that's a hard question.
I'm talking NBA. I'm talking all of basketball. Iverson was a pretty good ball handler.
You think so?
Steph Curry. Huh?
Well, my favorite ball handler is Jamal Crawford. Seriously. Jamal got that on a yo-yo.
How about Isaiah?
Any of the guys, Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah.
He did, back in those days, they didn't put no sauce with their handle. So it's hard to go with them because they were so SpongeBob Square with it. You know, like AI, you got to put the sauce on it. It makes it better. So anybody prior to like 92 can't even be put in this conversation.
What about the Globetrotters? I've always wondered if they just decided to play. I mean, Curly Neal was a pretty good ball handler. They had guys who could shoot from half court. Meadowlark Lemon in there getting rebounds. What if they played real basketball? Would they have been great?
Now you're tapping into Jeanette, the best ball handler from the NBA basketball. It's definitely street basketball. So now we got to talk about the legendary Hot Sauce and Skip to My Lou's and all of that. That's where we will find our guy with the best handle, for sure.
Do you think the Globetrotters, if they just decided to play in the NBA when they were all in their prime, when they were at their best, could they have been a good NBA team?
I don't know, because it's a lot of X's and O's that come with it's a lot of players that can play the game but stink at playing organized basketball, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So you can have all of the athletic ability to shoot, but for some reason, that structure of not just being creative on your own can hinder some people's game. So I don't know. That could be a reason. Talent-wise, I think the Globetrotters are and always will be as talented as NBA. I think that could be one of the reasons.
Who had the greatest hair in NBA history?
Dr.
J?
Ben Wallace.
This was pretty good. What about Artis Gilmore?
No, come on, man. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, That's a good point. Julius, we'll talk tomorrow. What was the question you said, the tattoos? Let's get back into that tomorrow, can we?
Let's do it.
I have to tell you, the phone is still on the fritz. Your phone is still not working correctly. I don't know what's happening.
Nobody wants your opinion now, so shut up.
That was Ron.
What was that?
I don't know. Do you have Ron's laugh for Julius Horse? Listen to this, Julius. This is unbelievable. I don't know what he was laughing at. I think my singing or something. This is Ron at his most joyous, you're about to hear. It's actually heartwarming, assuming Horse can find it. But your phone needs to be fixed. I mean, that has to happen soon. Can you take it to a store?
Yeah, I will. I was just hoping that it would just stop doing it, but I guess I don't. Nope, you're the only guy that complains regularly.
I know, but I'm the only guy you're on the radio with.
Yeah. Okay, I'll figure it out.
That cheers. Who would have thought that Ron's laugh would be like the one laugh maybe in the world that could cheer everybody up? He's not known as a cheerful sort. I love that.
Nobody wants your opinion now, so shut up.
Oh, God, that is great.
Thank you, Julius.
My man, take it easy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.